Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We just conducted an opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
No. Okay,
an advertising agency or media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign? That's a no, right?
No, that's a no.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. As you are aware, very few people actually vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you almost certain to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not likely at all, or not registered to vote?
100%, I will vote.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, to which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Thank you. And now, what is your main racial background? It's just for a statistical purpose only? African American or Black, Asian American, White Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, over 75?
36 to 45.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, what's your opinion?
Not in the right direction.
Wrong track? Okay, thank you.
Correct.
Now, from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? You can pick one, okay? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, corruption and local government, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, or flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. If you have to pick one, that will make your daily life better.
Corruption.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Corruption and local government. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how would you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Are you definitely voting for the Democratic candidate? Probably leans likely to vote for the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or slightly lean to the Republican candidate? Do you lean to any of them, to the Republican?
I do not.
Any of them? Okay.
No,
you will be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? How about Joe Biden? Favorable, very, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of it?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The one unfavorable. And Alex Diaz de la Portilla. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
Favorable or unfavorable? Very.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And how about Daniela Lavín Cava? Same question.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And how about Helen Higgins? Same question.
Somewhat favorable.
Favorable? Okay. How about Joe Carollo? Favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion? Never heard of it.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. How about Maria Elvira Salazar? Do you recognize the name?
I do. No opinion.
No opinion, okay. How about Carlos Jimenez? Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of it.
I have heard of him, but no opinion.
No opinion, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And how about Vicky Lopez? Same question.
I've never heard of her.
And Miguel Solomon, same question.
I haven't heard of him, so no opinion.
And Alfonso Alfie Leon, do you have an opinion?
No, no opinion. Never heard of him.
And Rosie Cordero Stutz. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Joe Sanchez. Same question?
No opinion. Recognize the name, but no opinion.
But you had no opinion. Thank you, ma'am. And how about Fabian Bisavi? Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't.
And how about Donald Trump? Same question.
Very unfavorable.
And how about Francis Suarez? Same question.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, you will not be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And to the best of your knowledge, man, if you can pick one, that would be great. But if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Alfonso, Alfie Leon, or Helen Higgins? If you have to pick one.
I would pick Aileen Higgins.
Aileen Higgins? Thank you, ma'am. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Joe Carollo or Helen Higgins?
Higgins as well.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Aileen Higgins?
Higgins as well.
Higgins, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Helen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm sorry, what was the statement again?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Helen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And you will now be given some statements about Helen Higgins. And these are things that you're going to hear that during the campaign, okay, ma'am? They just want to know if this kind of campaign will affect your support for Ms. Higgins. Okay? And this is one way for you to let them know what you think. Now, can you please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Helen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Now, Helen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for for rail projects that would never complete it. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Helen Higgins actually votes to more than double her taxpayers' funding compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Same question. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
And during these challenging times, Helen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Same question. Will you support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
And Helen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out a long-time resident from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Same question. And your support. Much less, somewhat less, much more, somewhat more, much less. And since Helen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country.
I'm sorry, how much, because, you know, like I spend quite some time on this, okay. So how much?
No, nope, just 1 minute so I can use the ones you already gave me, okay? I will speed it up. Has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. What's your response? Same question.
Somewhat less.
Okay. And Helen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many people of our residents depend on, which has led to the more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Same question, same options, ma'am.
No, won't make a difference.
It will make no difference. Thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, one last time, a few short questions about the August primary election. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Helen Higgins?
Higgins.
Okay. And again, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. Joe Carroyo or Helen Higgins? For who would you vote?
Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. Miguel Solomon or Helen Higgins?
Higgins.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's?
Bachelor's degree, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuela?
Cuban.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.